The National Weather Service is moving into the fourth dimension. Thanks to new supercomputing power just brought online, its global forecast system has twice the resolution as before, promising to have profound effect on weather forecasting. Joining me to explain it all, the National Weather Service Director, Dr. Louis Uccellini. Dr. Uccellini, it's great to have you on.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
Tell us about the new supercomputing power that has brought online. How long did this take to get to the point where you are today?
Well, we upgraded our supercomputers about a year ago now to a very powerful set of computers that we have located, one in Reston, Virginia as the primary system and one in Orlando, Florida as a live backup. And they're both running at 2.89 petaflops. That's 2.89 quadrillion computations per second. Very powerful systems which allow us to upgrade our models, increase resolution, bring new data assimilation schemes to them, all directed towards making better forecasts especially for these extreme events.
And does this mean better forecasting for the immediate future, or does it allow you to make more accurate forecasts further out into the future?
Both. We are implementing models that focus on the first 0 to 15 hours with very high resolution, pointing to explicitly to severe weather events as an example. And then, of course, with the recent upgrade to our global forecast system, we're extending our predictive range with more accuracy to provide better outlooks for extreme events, whether they are the blizzards or severe weather events or flooding events. These global systems will be the backbone for us to provide a better forecast further out in time.
There's nothing you can do about the terrible spring we're having here in D.C., though, is there?
We just predict the weather. And
you don't make the weather.
We don't make the weather.
Now, I think a few years ago you told me that the algorithms that are in possession of the National Weather Service could do this, but because of the limited computing power at the time, it couldn't execute the instructions until after the weather had passed. So is there a software upgrade also that goes along with this new hardware power?
Yes, you're absolutely right. We had a constriction in our abilities related almost entirely to the capacity of the computers we were working on 2-3 years ago. So with the upgrades to our central computing system, with the full support of the administration and of course Congress, we upgraded to these systems we just described. And with that, we did upgrade our global forecast system and doubling the resolution, as you noted. The most recent upgrade on May 11th was to initialize those models with a four-dimensional ensemble hybrid data assimilation system, which is a more powerful way of extracting the information from a wide range of observations, global observations, to provide those information needed to initialize the models in a way that will provide better forecast, not only in the short range, but out in the long ranges as well.
What does that mean exactly, to have a four-dimensional model?
Well, we're able to extract information not only in the spatial dimensions, the three-dimensional spatials, north, south, east, west, and then up and down, but the tendencies, the time changes that's occurring even as we initialize the models are now included more accurately. So those tendencies feed directly into the models and allow for a better initialization.
We're speaking with Dr. Louis Uccellini, Director of the National Weather Service. And when you launch a thing like this, how do you test to know whether the results that it's giving you back are what you hope for?
Well, we developed these recent upgrades with some notable researchers, both inside of NOAA and outside of NOAA, and working with them over a number of years. We are continually testing with their evaluation, and then as we start running these new systems in what we call in a parallel mode to the current operational system, we broaden the evaluation to a much larger group of people, both inside of government, inside the Weather Service. We have people reviewing the day-to-day model runs, and also outside, our partners and customers outside of the National Weather Service get an opportunity to evaluate these systems well before we actually operationalize them. So that feedback is extremely important, and in fact, with the recent upgrade to the global forecast system, it was folks from outside of the Weather Service who pinpointed some problems we were having in the boundary layer that we then fixed as part of this implementation. So there's a wide range of people who are looking at this even as we're testing it and before we operationalize it.
Now, these computer centers that you mentioned, one in Reston and one in Orlando, are these government-owned, government-operated? Do you have a contractor operating them? How is it from that standpoint?
They're leased facilities, and we work through a leasing process for sustaining the facilities and also for sustaining the computers themselves.
These aren't things you buy, in other words. They're something you lease so that the upgrades can come faster?
Yeah, there are components that are bought within these leased facilities, but for the most part, we're looking at this as a service in terms of getting our data to the computers, running the computers with 99.9% reliability, and then getting the information out, you know, on time, every time. So it's a very complex enterprise we're talking about here to get all the global observations into the data assimilation, running the models, and then getting that information out. So we do this through contractual, leased, and government and through various components of that whole process.
Who are some of the main contractors on here? I mean, is it a Cray computer? Is it IBM?
Yeah, we have. This is a hybrid system with the way we move forward with the special upgrades that we were able to get, and of course the Cray is the new computer that was brought into the picture that got us up to these incredible rates of computational power and speed that's allowing us now to bring these higher resolution models.
And where do the algorithms come from that to take all of this data? Are these written by federal experts?
We actually did an audit on the code several years ago. About 80% of the code originates from outside of the National Weather Service. What we are specialists in is not only the development activities with those partners and that generate these codes, but we engineer it to ensure the real-time application. We have to make sure that they're efficient and that the codes are sustainable. If something goes wrong in the middle of the night, we're there to ensure that it gets fixed quickly so we don't fall too far behind on any of these model runs. So we have, I believe, the best model engineers in the world that take the codes that are written through, like I said, various numbers of partners, and make sure that they work as speedily as possible within an operational environment.
And to say that the new model is four-dimensional, is that really a major step forward in the way it was before?
Well, the model runs as a four-dimensional system. It was the way we were feeding the information into the initial state. We weren't taking advantage of the fourth dimension, which is the time element, in that initialization process. And that's what this major upgrade allows us to do now. And other model centers have shown that this is an important component of increasing the accuracy, both in the short and long-term parts of the forecast.
And so are you past the initializing phase, and is it now operational and pretty much in production?
Yes. We operationalized this whole new system on May 11th. We did include model upgrades associated with that upgrade. Everything was put in place on May 11th, and it's running operationally even as we speak.
Will we have a nice Memorial Day?
Certainly, this wet pattern is being predicted to continue for a while. We are hopeful we'll get into a warmer regime by the Memorial Day weekend.
Well, it all comes around eventually.
Yes.
Dr. Louis Uccellini is Director of the National Weather Service. As always, thanks so much for joining me.
And thank you for having us.
You can read more and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click share with friends.